We are at the Axelar Interoperability Series. I'm talking to Fid from Squid. Fid from Squid. I had no idea what Squid was, but when I came to the Axelar event, I talked to the co-founders of Axelar and other people in this space. Who should I talk to? And so they said, you should talk to Fig from Squid. So here we are, about to go talk to Fig from Squid, right after we talk to some of these fantastic sponsors that make the show possible.
Kraken is our strategic sponsor for 2023. Why? Because Kraken has been around for over 12 years and has proven itself to be deeply aligned with the crypto industry. Trusted, centralized crypto platforms are hard to come by these days, which makes the few remaining ones even more valuable. With over 9 million users and not a cent lost, choosing Kraken as our strategic sponsor for 2023 was a no-brainer. We need exchanges like Kraken to provide the on-ramps to get people to go bankless. And Kraken's emphasis on security and transparency makes us feel good about having them as a sponsor. If you're unsure about your centralized exchange or on-ramp, perhaps open an account with Kraken today. And if you're unsure about the rest of Web3, well, then maybe you should get your learn on with MetaMask Learn. Learning about crypto is hard. There's no one out there to hold your hand to get into this industry until now. MetaMask Learn is the best place I've ever seen to send someone to learn everything there is to know about Web3. If you're a company trying to onboard employees, or you're a son or daughter trying to onboard your boomer parents, MetaMask Learn is the place to send them. Interactive and engaging lessons, making learning about Web3 fun and easy. Now, once you're through Kraken's gates and you've taken the MetaMask course on what's a DEX, you're safe to make your first stop into the world of DeFi. Where better to start other than Uniswap? Uniswap is, of course, a decentralized exchange for crypto asset trades and swaps, but it's now also an NFT aggregator as well, making Uniswap some of the best decentralizing trading tech that's out there. Uniswap's big announcement at ETH Denver is their Uniswap wallet, which is waiting to get released to the public as soon as Apple stops being a big old bully about crypto apps in the App Store. Uniswap is basically on every chain that's relevant in the crypto ecosystem, so if you want to use Uniswap, but with the cheapest possible fees, then use Uniswap on Arbitrum. The Arbitrum Layer 2 is the host of Ethereum's most vibrant DeFi and NFT communities. Arbitrum is already surpassing the ETH Layer 1 in transaction volume, and it's not even close to full capacity. With so many vibrant communities on Arbitrum, Arbitrum is a good place to call home for the era of Layer 2s. Speaking of settling into new homes, the Phantom Wallet is now available on both Ethereum and Polygon. That's right, the number one wallet on Solana is expanding into the Ethereum ecosystem. Phantom is the one wallet for everything. Displaying NFTs, making NFT trades, swapping tokens, staking tokens. So if you're a multi-chain surfer or an NFT power user, then the Phantom Wallet is for you. It also comes in mobile. Check it out at phantom.app. Now, let's get into the interview.
All right, Bankless Nation, I'm here with Fig, the co-founder of Squid. Just kidding, I'm not that short, but he's unequivocally a member of Tall DAO. Fig, how's it going, my man?
Yeah, good, man. Nice to be here.
So I came into this Axelar Interop Summit learning about this interoperability world, and I asked one of the guys, who should I talk to? And they said Squid. And I asked somebody else, they also said Squid. So here we are, talking to the guys at Squid. So Fig, what is Squid?
So Squid is a cross-chain swap protocol, which allows you to swap any token from one chain to another, but it's built on Axelar's general message passing. So what it means is you can call a contract on any chain, but you can also swap into a currency on any chain. So you can think about it, we allow you to swap from any token to any token, but you can also buy an NFT with any token, you can stake with any token, you can really do anything across chain. And it's all done via Axelar, which is a really secure, decentralized cross-chain protocol. And yeah.
So Squid is an application on top of Axelar?
Exactly, yeah. So you can think of Axelar as the execution layer, and Squid builds the payloads.
Okay.
So we have a set of smart contracts which are on every chain, and we have a backend which calls every chain, calls all the DEXs on every chain, generates a route, and then we send it back to the user. We have an SDK, so devs can add it to their application or to a front end, where the route is translated into a single payload, which you sign with MetaMask once, and then it gets executed across chain by Axelar.
Yep. So I've heard similar pitches like this before, especially back in like 2017, the big whole like interoperability was a big meme. Not to say it is a meme fundamentally, but like I've heard the pitch of just like any chain, any asset. What's the big difference about Squid that's different from all the other previous interoperability solutions that's out there?
Yeah, for sure. So atomic swaps have been a narrative for a long time. The real difference is that Squid is modular. So really what we're doing is we're composing existing liquidity across chains. We don't have any of our own liquidity. We plug into Uniswap, we plug into QuickSwap on Polygon. Whatever the best swap is anywhere, we can route liquidity through it. So there's the there's that sort of modularity. And what it also allows users to do, or devs to do, is you can plug it into your application. So in Atomic Swap, you can swap from USDC on Polygon to USDC on Avalanche, but you might not be able to buy the NFT also in the same click. So I think there's this been this switch where we're not just swapping anymore. We're starting to, what we had on Ethereum in the early days of, like, you know, this DeFi Lego idea, any app can be plugged into any other app permissionlessly. Now we have this cross-chain. So the ecosystem can scale, whether it's cross-rollup, cross-chain, between L1 and rollup. You can compose an application with another application, no matter, yeah, where it is.
Okay, so the mental model I've had is there's a couple applications in the Ethereum ecosystem. One is Bungie.exchange, if you're familiar with it. That's powered by Socket.
Yep.
The other one is LiFi. Mm-hmm. And these are really cross-chain aggregator, DEX aggregators, right? And so it aggregates the liquidity on across the layer two, across all the chains. But I'm getting the sense that Squid is that for the broader ecosystem, but also more logic than just simple ERC-20 tokens. You also get to do application logic, passing through application logic. Am I on the right track here?
Yeah, I think you're on the right track. So LiFi and Socket are also bridge aggregators. Mm-hmm. So they use different infrastructure providers under the hood. We only use Axelar, and the ability, so the benefit that gives us is because cross-chain is already so complex, mm-hmm. we can compress all of the hard stuff into one package and give you a really reliable execution, and then we can also, you know, buy NFTs across chains. So I just did a workshop where I showed users how to buy an NFT across chain. It's basically the same experience as building on a single chain. And because we're always using Axelar, we get very reliable execution. The user always experiences this as the same thing. And also we can add Axelar specific features. So Axelar has deposit addresses, which is this idea where you're withdrawing from a centralized exchange. Mm-hmm. And you can't sign a transaction. All you can do is withdraw to an address. Right? So in order to do something more complicated, like do a cross-chain swap or buy an NFT on another chain, which the exchange might not support. Say you're on Binance and you want to buy an NFT on Cosmos, and Binance can't withdraw to that Cosmos chain, we can create an address by Axelar, which you can withdraw onto ETH on L1 or whatever the cheapest chain is, like Avalanche. And then it automatically triggers a cross-chain swap, goes across, buys the NFT, sends it to the user's wallet. And these are very Axelar-specific features, which, you know, we get because we're only built on Axelar.
Okay, beautiful. I'm starting to see it. And really, yeah. I think the theme, the meta that I've started to identify here at this Interop Summit is that there's definitely going to be more chains.
And this
is a content theme that we've had recently on Bankless when we talked to Jesse and the Optimism team about the superchain. A lot of chains are happening, even though people are definitely getting chain fatigue. And so it sounds like Axelar and also Squid are doing a lot of abstraction work, not obfuscation work.
Yeah.
So the idea really isn't that Axelar is this brand new chain and we're all going to migrate to Axelar. That's not its purpose, and that's not what Squid's trying to do either. It's really actually trying to reduce complexity more than add complexity. Is that about right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Axelar's done really well at just being a messaging layer and being security layer, messaging layer to start with, getting the basics down. And now they just launched this V2, which you might have already talked about. So you can connect any bridge protocol, whether it's a ZK bridge or Light Client, fully trustless protocols into Axelar. So what it means is that, you know, if a new chain pops up, it has its own bridge protocol, which is fully trustless and built into the consensus. Axelar can adopt that as well. So yeah, we're really happy to be building on them because we feel like we'll get the most exposure and probably the best security. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Well, what's the exemplar use case that you like to use an example to get people's minds wrapped around? Is there one that you have in your pocket to share?
Yeah, sure. I mean, Cosmos is a great example. That's where, you know, a lot of people might have used Cosmos already, Axelar already, to get to the Cosmos. Osmosis is a massive DEX in the Cosmos that we're working with as well. So you send a message to on the Ethereum chain, and then Axelar has a set of 70 permissionless validators. They all check that the message has actually been submitted on the source chain, so it's Polygon. And then because Axelar is connected to IBC, it's a Cosmos chain natively as well, you get IBC out of the box, and we send a transfer to Osmosis via IBC. So you've got actually two interoperability protocols being used. You've got Axelar's native validators checking the chain, and then you have IBC on the other end. And that's just going to extend. So you have ZK connecting to IBC, you have different formats of Light Client proofs other than IBC, you have anything under the hood. But from the user's perspective, if you're using Squid or even Axelar with the Axelar's SDK, it will automatically use the right one. So you never have to think about it. The idea is that the user never has to think about the infrastructure, the chain they're on. They want to use an application and they have money in their wallet. They want to use it, like make it simple. Yeah.
I think as crypto people, we do have to admit that the chaininess that we love and touching the chains is really just for us nerds. And most people don't really want to be faced with any of that.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I do get frustrated, though. Even deploying our contracts on every chain, it was impossible to get gas. Sure. I actually had to use Binance to get gas to deploy our contracts.
Yeah, you had to go be banked, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, I mean, that's one amazing feature, I feel like, of what we do. We've added this, so... when you onboard into a new chain, say you buy an NFT on a new chain, you've never been there before, you can do that in one click, but you'll have an NFT and then you won't have any gas there, so you can't use it.
Sure.
And so we have gasless transactions coming, we have account abstraction, but Squid currently supports the ability to also send a small amount of your bridge tokens and swap them into gas with it. So you can do any cross-chain transaction onto a new chain and get some gas so you can keep using it. It's just like more of these things that you don't want the users to ever have to think about. Yeah.
Well, Fig, I think the use cases and need for this is obvious. So thank you for helping build out this world of all this cross-chain infrastructure that we're definitely going to need.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Cheers. If listeners are piqued and interested, where should they go to fall down this rabbit hole?
Yeah, well, follow us on Twitter. We're SquidRouter. That's our handle. SquidRouter.com is our website. Check out our docs. Reach out to me. I'm ECDSAFU on Twitter, and happy to help you out.
The mascot of Squid definitely makes sense. Like tentacles going everywhere, right? That's kind of the vibe?
Yeah. Everything around, and we got one thing controlling everything. Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Faith. Cheers.
Thanks for having me.